Hi, I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Husis, and welcome to Cellar Notes. You know, when you say the words Argentina, wine-wise, probably only one thing comes to mind. Really?
Malbec, maybe?
Malbec, you think?
Yeah, but you know what? There's other things going on down there.
There are.
And I just did a tasting, and we tried other things, and it was a lot of fun. We started off with a sparkling rosé from Alma Negra, non-vintage, cost $22. It was Malbec Petit Verdot blend. Really nice. This was built like a classic Blanc de Noir. So okay. It had some stuffing to it. Just tremendous fruit, light berries, some minerality, smooth, nice texture. A tad coarse, because we're not talking champagne here.
Right.
But that was fine. It was really a very, very tasty wine. We moved on to
a little rustic?
No. It was pretty polished.
Okay.
As was Hermanos Torrontes from the Salta region in Argentina. Only $16. And Torrontes can be a difficult grape, but in the hands of a good winemaker, it's really tasty.
When it's good, it's really good.
It is, and it doesn't taste like anything else. You know, it's I guess the closest it comes to is Vermentino, in my mind. So it's a big, fruity white wine, but with considerable minerality to it, a little bit of steeliness to it.
I always think of Gewürztraminer a little bit.
A little bit, yeah. Delicious wine. So I thought at $16, that was a good deal. One of the more interesting grapes is something called Bonarda, and there is a grape in Italy called Bonarda, but it doesn't resemble this at all. There is a grape in France called Douce Noir that resembles it a good bit, and that's called Charbano in California. What we have is a big, idiosyncratic red wine, very dark, with some unusual flavors to it, and it just kicks around, and it's just so much fun. It's one of those things that if you put it in a blind tasting, everyone would be scratching their head. They couldn't quite figure it out. They might say, a Verdra maybe, or, you know, I'm not quite sure. But, you know, the one from La Posta, it's called Armando, at about $17. This was a really good wine for that price. And with a big old, you know, grilled steak, it's going to be really perfect. Cabernet Franc is definitely the redheaded stepchild down there in Argentina. It doesn't get a whole lot of interest. But the Catenas,
yep.
Big family.
Quality.
Ernesto Cataneo, one of the great legends in Argentine winemaking. His name is on the label. This is from the Siesta region of Mendoza. This was a lovely Cabernet Franc, a big style Cabernet Franc with tons of complexity, great extraction to it. Very closely resembled the best Cabernet Francs produced here in Maryland.
Wow.
So, and for me, that's really saying a lot. I thought this was a delicious wine at about $25, well worth the money just to try it out. A friend of ours has a very good label called El Libre and El Librator, which is a somewhat upscale wine that he produces. It's a Cabernet Sauvignon from Mendoza. $24. This was probably the hit of the evening because it was just this beautiful, clear. Oh man, the way I just can't describe it to you. It was so beautiful.
Words fail you. That's
it
awesome.
Did. It was just a luscious, delicious wine, right there, and so enjoyable. People just loved it. They raved about it. So there's a lot of good things out there. Other than Malbec, you ought to get out there and try them. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson, and you've been listening to Cellar Notes on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.